Nation! What's up, what's up? Yeah, you are in the building. What are we dishing about today?
Well, Portia, Kevin Hart makes a lot of money, but it looks like he failed to secure the bag. We're going to tell y'all about it.
Plus, the drama never ends, honey, for my friend Lamar Odom, y'all. You won't believe, baby, the tea he's spilling this time.
And did you know that there's catfish on Mars? Not the planet. I'm talking about Bruno Mars. Don't worry. We'll explain in a few.
Yo, we got a lot to talk about, so let's get this party started. Portia, what you got?
Well, we all know Tessica Brown at this point. She's the woman who went viral for putting Gorilla Glue on her hair to mold it down, and she couldn't get it out.
Poor thing.
It's an ongoing saga, but I think this is the end for her with her hair.
Why is it the end?
Well, after over a month of her hair being paralyzed, Tessica flew to Beverly Hills and underwent a 4-hour surgery to get the glue out of her hair.
Yo.
Now, Tessica had already cut the back of her ponytail off, because you remember it was slicked down, ponytail in the back. She already cut that off, but she needed surgery to get the rest out, and now she's really happy because she's able to actually run her hands through what's left of her hair.
Do y'all think this was really true about little Miss Tessica? Because Jermaine Jackson was wearing Gorilla Glue for a long time, and he didn't have that problem.
Jermaine, that was not Gorilla Glue. That was gunk.
Yes, it was.
Of some sort. Let me tell you, all she really needed was some Pro Style. You remember Pro Style, that black gel?
Yeah, that was just as
hard. Go and buy for $1, and it's like this. Yes, you remember Pro Style. That would have set it off. I'm actually in the process of sending her a Go Naked wig. So I'm going to, like, hook her up, something that she could just kind of put on and take off so her scalp can heal. You know what I'm saying? Because this stressed me out. Like, I don't know about y'all, but, like, I started following her. I'm, like, trying to find out what's going on. This was a big deal.
You know, I love what you're doing, because Lonnie Love also sent her wig. And I think celebrities, those of us who wear wigs, should go ahead and step up and send her a wig so that she has wigs to choose from. So kudos, girl. Go ahead.
Okay, y'all. Now, our buddy, and I should say my buddy, y'all, Lamar Odom, y'all, honey, he just went on the Wendy Williams show, honey. And baby, let me tell y'all, oh, this is so sad. He revealed, y'all, some things about his ex-fiance, Miss Sabrina Paul.
Uh-oh.
Baby, let me tell y'all, honey, Wendy brought up the subject of cheating. And, honey, check what, honey, happened next.
So I'm going to be honest with you, Wendy. There were some things that kind of always made me, like, look at her at the corner of my eye.
At her?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, when she told me that she had slept with my ex-wife's significant other.
Marco, help me. Tristan?
Damn.
All right, now, Lamar didn't exactly name Tristan Thompson, but he seemed to confirm Wendy's guess. What do you think, y'all?
The body language was everything. The way he kind of, like, held his head down and kind of, like, gave that, like, you know, the very gentle nod, that was kind of, like, the tip of the hat that was the answer. But the timeline is everything. You know, when was he with?
But the whole thing is, why in the hell is he mad? He admitted he cheated. So if he cheated, damn it, let her get her some extra piece, too, because it's just not fair to her.
Gary, let me tell you something. You have never been more correct. One thing I cannot stand is the fact that men do their dirt while you're with them, and they be butthurt about you dating somebody before them.
Hell,
like, this wasn't even while we were together. Why the hell is you worried about who I was with?
This is what I don't like, everybody. When Lamar does this, it's like you don't have any grace or forgiveness, because Chloe was going to hotel rooms after your behind. You were cheating with everybody. So this girl gets with Tristan Thompson one time or whatever, and you can't extend the same thing that your ex-wife gave to you? That's dirty. So, actress Charisma Carpenter speaking out against director Joss Whedon. Charisma, who starred, if you guys remember her, she starred on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and its spinoff, Angel. And now she's speaking her truth. Oh, boy. So Charisma claims that Josh maintains a toxic work environment. So much so that when the director found out that Charisma was pregnant in 2002, he asked her if she was going to keep it. Really? He also called her fat during her pregnancy. He gave her a 1 a.m. call time while she was pregnant, which caused her to have Braxton Hicks contractions. And then he fired her after she gave birth.
That is the definition of toxic right there, yo.
Hell yeah.
Damn, Charisma said she stands by Ray Fisher, and that's what made her come forward and tell her story. As we know, Ray accused Joss Whedon of abusive behavior on the set of Justice League, and Ray thanked Charisma and said, we need to protect her at all costs.
This right. makes me really sad because as a woman, and if you're the star of the show and you're getting this kind of treatment, think what the staff, the crew is getting from this director. Right. And it makes me sad yeah. that there was nobody, that nobody she could go to who helped her, because this is the thing, when these directors are bringing you in a lot of money, these people let them get away with a lot.
But you know what? Joss is, he's going to go on and have a very long career. But just say if this director would have been black or Latino, his career would be over. Oh, he would not direct yeah. another movie ever again.
In
ever
a heartbeat. Again.
Well, it looks like Bruno Mars may be locked out of heaven for swindling $100,000 from a 62-year-old Texas woman.
What?
And not the real, nice. Before you panic, it's not the real Bruno Mars, but Chinwendu Azuanu yeah. and his accomplice, Basil Amadi. Yes, very foreign. Well, the alleged victim told cops that she made an Instagram account back in 2018 and connected with the Bruno Mars impersonator. They developed a relationship and she fell in love. But here's the kicker, right? He asked for some cash and she forked over a total of $100,000 to cover for Bruno's tour expenses.
No.
And she even said that Bruno told her that he would leave his tour to come be with her. And guess
no.
what? It never happened.
One thing I want to say to older people on social media, they got to, if they're real, it's there's a blue verified check mark to say, this is really Bruno Mars.
You know what, Sherry? Man. More than anything, I feel like her grandchildren or even possibly her kids failed her the most because they were supposed to tell her, like, yo, ma, come on, man. You see,
HK, like, Bruno she Mars probably for didn't real? Tell him. She's 62.
Dating you.
You ain't telling your kids. You ain't telling your kids right. you dating Bruno Mars because they'd be like, mama, really? So she probably kept right. it a secret.
If the real Bruno Mars asked me for money, he would have to do it in person, okay? Like, you are not about to be tweeting me.
What, so you could slap him, Portia?
No, because sometimes when you date men with money, you can give them money or pay for stuff, and then that's like an investment, okay? And then later on, you turn around, and then you ask for what you want. I can't help you only ask for 100. I need a million, you know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of scamming, y'all, Kevin Hart, our friend Kevin Hart's personal shopper, is jobless today because he allegedly scammed Kevin out of, listen to this, over $1 million, okay?
Jobless? So, he should be in jail.
29-year-old Dylan Sahir allegedly used Kevin's credit cards to fund a lavish lifestyle that included expensive bags and watches. Now, Dylan was hired back in 2015 to obtain a few items for Kevin through his personal shopping business. But Dylan kept Kevin's credit card numbers, and he used it to his advantage and racked up all those charges in 19 months.
How much money are you making when you don't notice $1.2 million missing from the bank account?
That's my point. My biggest issue is with his financial advisor. His financial team should be fired.
Especially when you consider the fact that he probably didn't buy it all in one shot. He was probably like slow rolling it. A little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be one big large charge.
Well, honey, I'm glad that's y'all problems then. Because ain't nobody buying my clothes. I'm buying my own clothes.
Exactly, Gary. And guess what, Gary? I haven't lost a dime order from Amazon, okay? Ain't lost a dime.
All right, y'all. Coming up, honey, Paris Hilton doesn't live a simple life, baby. So find out what extravagant gift she gave her boyfriend, honey, for his birthday. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Dish Nation,
What's up, Chewy?
Hey, Chewy. Well, it seems like Paris Hilton got a little inspo for her boyfriend Carter's birthday gift from the very popular TV show Schitt's Creek.
What'd she do?
Well, Paris gifted her man a life-size portrait of them.
Well, that sounds right.
Now, Paris admitted that she's a huge fan of the show, and any fan knows that the Rose family's portrait, its family portrait, is a huge staple in the show. So what do you think of this gift that she gave her boyfriend?
Here's what I think is very risky. I mean, obviously, she knows where he lives. I don't know if they live together, but that's risky to do a life-size portrait like that, because if somebody's living in a one-bedroom apartment, you're like, thanks.
Even funnier.
I guess I'll find a spot for it.
I doubt either. either one of these people are living in a one-bedroom, Heidi.
That's true, Chewy. That's true.
Both live in castles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if it's one of us, yeah, I'm going to be worried about a 20-by-20, you know, portrait of me and my mate.
Well, one time I did the, it was a picture of me, just like my from my chest up.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then there was this app or this company that would take, and I sent them a picture of her. So they used a bunch of little hers to make me. So from a distance, it's just a picture of me. But if you get up close.
The pixels were little pictures of her.
Little pictures of her because I said, you are a part of me.
You make me who I am.
Yes.
Wow.
And I did that. I am so cheeseball when it comes to romance.
Love it. All right, moving on. Jill Duggar Dillard, who was one of the daughters of the hit reality show, The 19 Kids and Counting. Love that show. Her and her husband, Derek, are spilling a little intimacy tea on their YouTube channel while they were having a date with their kids. Check out how Derek tells the babies how they got there.
You know how you got born?
No.
We had a date.
What?
And then you started growing inside mommy's tummy.
We had a bunch of dates.
we did have 4 dates in one day, I think, that one time.
Okay, let's just chill a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, so when you have kids, you have to talk in code.
Yes, you do.
I don't think you should talk in code like that, because then when the kid grows up and goes, hey, Mom, I'm going on a date.
Frank, when your kids asked you where they came from, what did you tell them, bro?
I said it's because their mother poked holes in my condom.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I'm kidding you. I don't wear condoms. She's from that show, 19 and Counting, so they're working on their own 18, 19, 20.
They need another reality show.
Are they pacing for 19, y'all? Are they pacing for a big number that? They might be, right?
No, I think so. If you have a YouTube channel and you're from that family, you have to continue.
Right.
And she's going to go for 20. She has to go more than 19.
You have to beat your mom's number. Yeah, otherwise, it's not that special. Right. Absolutely. All right, well, we asked, and you guys did it after thousands of submissions. We gave away, this is really cool, 100 masks to Dish Nation masks, of course, to some lucky fans for our Mask On Challenge. And we want to give a special shout out to these fans. So, yes, you're going to see yourself on TV. It's pretty cool. You're doing your part by being safe. And thank you for watching and for supporting Dish Nation. We really do appreciate you. Look at all those faces.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What this tells me is that our viewers have the tiniest faces, because there's a swimming inside these masks.
They're very small.
I put on my Dish mask. It looked like I was wearing 2 sizes too small yoga pants.
All right, coming up, have you ever wanted to have dinner like the Obamas? We're going to tell you how you can follow Michelle Obama's steps after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back, y'all.
Okay,
Laverne Cox, honey. She's got a new man, baby, and she is keeping this
Portia,
to herself, baby. Yes, she's keeping it to herself. Now, she got her a man, y'all, that's 20 years her junior. And she also said, honey, I don't think I want to trace him around on social media. So she said, you will not be seeing photos of him on Instagram. Oh, that's crazy.
Right. Right.
So now, Portia, honey, do you think, honey, a young one can handle Miss Cox?
Hello. I get up in this. Ooh. Hold up now.
Because they know you a young thing and you like young men.
I was, 33, and I dated, 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds. Young ain't for me. That's when you are literally just playing around, want to have a good time.
Yeah.
But can this guy handle Laverne? Abso-freaking-lutely, because she already has him in the box, okay? She now letting him get out nowhere. You're not getting no fame.
Or he is in the box. He in the box. I agree.
None of that. You're going to have to get to know her and like
That's
her.
That's where it's at.
Dating a younger man is good because it keeps you young.
A young man don't keep you young.
Young people do keep you young, Gary.
They don't keep you young. They keep you a damn fool, honey. These young men get with y'all older women and they just play y'all like a fool. Like, oh, he feel like because he's sexing you down, honey, you're going to give all your money out your purse and do all kind of things for him. No, ma'am.
The only reason they keep an old mind young because they keep you running, chasing them in the daylight with a flashlight.
Yes.
Like when you go on a day to do puzzles and stuff like that to keep your mind running.
With the
young man going to have you chasing them, okay? You're going to be out here.
honey.
And a pandemic with a mask and a flashlight.
Yes, honey.
All right. Well, it looks like Michelle Obama is cooking up a new television show. Are y'all excited about this?
Yes. Yeah, I love everything, Michelle.
Absolutely. Everything they do, Michelle. I love. Yes.
So America's former first lady is going to executive produce and star in a kid-friendly cooking show called Waffles and Mochi. The show is going to follow two puppets named Waffles and Mochi who will travel all over the world to cook up some pretty awesome recipes. And Michelle will play the supermarket owner who helps the duo out along their journey. This is cute. It kind of reminds me of Sesame Street.
Here's the dope thing about Michelle Obama, though. She is so about health and nutrition that you know, like, you know, the food ain't going to be trash and it's going to get our kids into some healthier habits. So I'm all for it, yo.
I have to agree with you, Headcrack. I am definitely going to have PJs sitting down watching this because we need representation, first of all. We need some brown faces entertaining our little brown babies. And I love Michelle.
What is mochi? I ain't never heard the word mochi before.
Mochi is like an Asian dessert. It's like an ice cream thing wrapped around like with this really cool like soft shell thing. It's really dope.
It's really good.
She should have said sherbet here. I know about sherbet. She should have said chicken and sherbet here. Mochi.
She's trying to educate Gary.
Most people who eat sherbet have to.
We learn new things, Gary. We learn new words every day. That's what the cartoon is about.
All right, ready to massage all those tight knots and pain away? Well, today's deal is the Sakura Shiatsu Master Neck and Back Massager Pillow. Now, this controlled dynamic massager relieves tension, soothes sore aching muscles, and relaxes your body with three-dimensional massage heads, which provides a deep knee rolling technique.
Oh, and it also heats up and helps reduce the pain in your neck, your shoulders, back, and leg muscles.
Oh, and I love how it's so compact, honey. I mean, I could take it with me on the go. Plug it in and relax.
You sure can, because it includes a wall and car adapter and a 7-foot cord.
Oh, I need this, Headcrack. How much is it?
Now, peep game. Usually this massager pillow can run as high as $50. But for our Dish Nation family, you can get one for $25.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Woo! Yeah, bring that awesomeness to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, a reality star just got her man's name tatted on her backside. Wow, we're going to dish it, whether it's a tattoo or a tattoo, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, well, it's safe to say that selling Sunset star Heather Rae Young is head over heels for her fiancé, Tarek El Moussa. You know him from HGTV. And what better way to show your fiancé how much you love him than to tattoo his name on your butt?
Yes, good job.
On your derriere. So that's right. Heather Rae showed off her newly inked gluteus maximus with a tattoo that reads, "Yes, sir, Mr. El Moussa."
That's high.
Chewy, ¿cómo se dice that in Espanol?
Oh, my God. Sí, señor. Señor El Moussa.
Oh, yeah.
Or sí, señor Chuy Martinez.
Mr. Martinez. I got to ask you, Chewy, is this tattoo or tattoo?
This is a tattoo. I love this. But if I give you a ring that big, you better put my name on your forehead.
Heidi actually did this before she was even engaged to her
wife. Oh, my God.
She actually put a tattoo on her back that had her name on it.
Yeah, it says Chris is the love of my life in Italian.
Did she ever reciprocate? Did she ever get your name or face tattooed on her body?
It's funny you should ask that. No, never. No.
She should have got your name on her thumb. That's where it's supposed to be, bro.
Si, senor, Mr. Martinez. Si, senor.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.